The information is for educational purposes and not a substitute for medical care. This show is not intended to diagnose, treat, or prescribe. The information described today is not a substitute for your own intuition or consultation with a duly licensed practitioner. Thank you.
Hi, everybody. This is Dr. Sam Byrne. I'd like to welcome you to 2020 iTalk. We have a great show today, a little different spin. And before I get to that, I wanted to share this little piece. So I'm sure all the listeners out there have had this experience where, you know, you kind of are going along in your life and everything is running really smoothly. And then you kind of get jolted out of bed. You have this like bump in the road and you get a certain impulse or a certain vision or a certain feeling. And you go, you know, I can't do that. So you put it aside and, you know, you keep driving down the road and everything's going hunky-dory. And then maybe about 2 days later, that same feeling comes in and you go, oh, no, I really can't do this. No, it's not going to work. So, you know, you go along and, you know, the more you kind of push it away, the stronger the signals become. You know, you're in the grocery store and the checkout counter gal is kind of gives you the message, you know, while she's, you know, checking out your groceries. And then you might go to a restaurant and, you know, you run into a friend and he says something to you and you just kind of go, oh, you shake your head. So I know that you've all had that. And so back in 2006, I was humming, going along really well in my optometry practice. I had 9 people working for me. I was making, you know, good money. Helping patients and, you know, things were just, they were just going so well. And this one night I had this dream. I remember it vividly. And it was a dream that told me that I needed to start working with dolphins. And I live in the desert. So I'm about 1,000 miles from the closest ocean. So I remember telling my wife about this dream, and you know, I started talking to my assistants, and you know, it just so happened that at about the same time I had this dream, I was doing some intensive studies to become a craniosacral therapist, and part of the craniosacral training was actually in the advanced courses. They had these programs where you would go to the Bahamas and you'd be working on people with pretty significant, you know, neurological problems, disease problems. And the massage tables would be put out right on the dock and the dolphins would be swimming around. And one of the instructors who I was working with talked about some of the research that had been done about, you know, doing this kind of therapy with the dolphins around. They were calling it dolphin assisted therapy. In fact, in some cases, the people are actually in the water and they were receiving some kind of body work and the dolphins were like right there. So I started to look at this as a possibility. And I remember I was in Chicago and I was giving a workshop there to a group of optometrists and occupational therapists. And at the end of the workshop, I had a flyer because I decided, okay, I'm going to take my own group to the Bahamas because I was doing a lot of work with traumatic brain injury. And I've always worked with trauma. And so I made the announcement, and a couple of doctors, some friends of mine, came up to me after I made the announcement at the break, and they said, "What happened to you? Have you gone off the deep end? What do the dolphins have to do with your eyeballs?" So, and I got a lot of, you know, feedback from my professional colleagues on this new venture that I was going to attempt. Well, I put it out to my my patient community. It's a rather large community, not only in Santa Fe, but at that time, I also, you know, I'd written a couple of books, and so I had a pretty good international following. And I put it out, and my secretary, we had a meeting one day, and she said, "You know what? You put out that invitation and 15 people have already signed up for this dolphin swim." I went, okay. So again, I had this you know, knot in my stomach that I was actually going to do this. And we ended up getting 22 people on the trip, a lot of my trauma patients, people with really significant you know, neurological problems. We had one lady with a deteriorating spinal column came on the trip. We had a number of people who had PTSD. And so I partnered with an outfit in Bimini, Bahamas, and took these folks down there from Santa Fe. And it was an amazing week. I mean, it was life-changing. Just being with the dolphins, and, you know, there's a distinction, and I'll go into this a little more, a distinction between wild dolphins and captive dolphins. And there's a lot of controversy, you know, that's brewing, especially among, you know, the environmental people, which I'm one of them too. I'm very pro-environment and really sensitive to especially, you know, all environmental situations, and especially with climate change and, you know, our addiction to oil and, you know, all everything, just the species extinction that's going on. So I'm well aware of all that. I mean, it's complicated. But anyways, I took these folks down there, and every morning we would go out and we would swim with the wild dolphins. So we would be out there, and, you know, the outfitter that took us, you know, would say, "We can't promise that we'll actually come upon a pod of dolphins, but sooner or later, you know, the dolphins would show up." And, you know, there's definitely a cosmic connection, and I have certain beliefs about what I think is going on between the dolphins and humans, which I'll speak about. But anyways, we would run into the dolphins every day, pods of them. They were the Atlantic bottlenose. And upon invitation, when we'd come upon them, we would slide into the water. And my group, I was working with a lot of people with pretty significant, you know, problems. So I was doing craniosacral with them in the water. We had these flotation devices. And I remember this one lady, she had a spinal deterioration, and these three dolphins just kept swimming around us for about 10 minutes while I was doing cranial sacral on her. And they have amazing sounds. They make clicking and whistling, and they have a very potent sonar that actually penetrates the body. And sound is a great way to dissolve compression and, you know, energy blocks in the body. And sonar is a way, a kind of a way that they see us. And after that little, you know, interlude with the dolphins, she was actually able to get up on the boat on the ladder without any help. And it really shifted her, you know, a lot of the trauma that she had been going through, and emotional, spiritual, psychological, seemed to lift. And, you know, she wrote me a letter after the retreat, and she said it was so life-changing to be in their energy and to have that combination. And I had several stories like that during that trip. So I was definitely sold on it. And I recognized that the Dolphins had a mission, in my view, that involved, you know, when humans interact with them, they return to their fluid body and their fluid intelligence, and there's a self-healing potential that occurs. So that was kind of the the beginning. And one of the morals of the story is that, you know, when you get that impulse and you get that, okay, I need to get out of my comfort zone, I need to step out of what I'm normally doing, and you get the call, answer the call. That's really, really important. Because for so many of us, we get that call and we just suppress it or we just ignore it. And then sometimes something really significant has to happen for us to awaken. And maybe that's our path. Maybe that's what we need to do. But if we really listen as an art very closely about what our guidance is telling us, then we can really create some amazing things in our life. So to go a little deeper into my dolphin-assisted therapies, I want to share the second year that I went there, and this was in 2008. So my first entree was 2007, and so in 2008, we actually had 22 people again. We also had a waiting list, so it was getting very popular. And I remember my wife accompanied me on the first few dolphin swims. She's an amazing swimmer, and she just loves to go out and, you know, be with them. She doesn't necessarily do all the therapeutic stuff. I don't think she needs to. But in any case, I remember our trip was scheduled for early September in the Bahamas. So it was like the night before we were ready to fly out from Albuquerque. And I remember getting a phone call in the mail, while I was sleeping, and it awakened me. And the voice on the other end was the outfitter. And he was saying, "Sam, I want you to be aware that we now have a hurricane watch in the Bahamas." I said, "Oh no, I'm bringing a group, you know, down there starting tomorrow." And this is something that, you know, takes about a year to plan out. And everybody was just so, you know, anticipating this. So, you know, I said to my friend who was running the trip, I said, "Well, I'll let my group know about this hurricane watch, but I guess we'll see you in Fort Lauderdale," because that was kind of the place where we would stay overnight and then take a plane over to the Bahamas. So when we get there, of course, the hurricane is starting to be about 3 or 4 days from the Bahamas. And there's a kind of a rule in terms of the insurance that until it's a hurricane warning, we cannot cancel the trip. And so I told everybody what was going on, and everybody was in. They were just like, "Well, we're going," and we ended up going on the trip. And what ended up happening is, because of the storm surge and, you know, the waves are pretty high, we couldn't get into the water as easily, but we did a lot of meditation every day. And it was interesting in our group, very strong group. One day the hurricane went backwards. We were watching it on the Weather Channel. And then it actually went east of the Bahamas, so it completely missed us. And, you know, it could have been a coincidence. It could have been the placebo effect. But I do think that when group consciousness comes together, it definitely can have an influence on some of these effects. So it ended up being a very transformative trip. And I was really pleased at the results of what happened at that point. So after that, I began thinking about, well, you know, I'm not sure I want to keep going to Hurricane Alley, which is what the Bahamas are. And, you know, we've seen a lot of hurricanes come through there. And even this year, the past 2 weeks, my friends told me it was a devastating hurricane in the Bahamas. So I decided I was going to return to my second home, which is Hawaii. And that's the place where I've been doing my dolphin swims since. And I'm going to talk more about some of the research that I've done with the dolphins and some other insights that I've discovered in playing with them. And so we are coming up to a break. I'm going to step away for a minute. This is Dr. Sam Byrne, 2020 iTalk. Welcome back. This is 2020 iTalk, Dr. Sam Byrne, and we're having a conversation about time traveling with the dolphins and my research and work with them. So before I get to the dolphins, I want to talk a little bit about my medicinal essences, because we use those quite a bit when we're swimming with the dolphins. And the essence that I put on today was really appropriate for the show. It's the essence, the one that I've used this morning, is called laurel leaf or bay laurel. And she is actually the queen for the lymph system, so the fluid body. Whenever I come across a deterioration in the body, she's one of the first essences that I go for, because she, first of all, she helps stimulate the lymph. And yet she's very supportive, very yin, very cooling. And I love putting her on, especially before bathing or showering, because what she does is she offers a very strong aura of protection. And she's also quite a catalyst for improving the immune system. I've also found her to emotionally be very supportive in stimulating our courage, our fortitude, our heroism. She's definitely the goddess of, you know, getting us to move forward in our life and speak our truth. I've also found that she's a wonderful tonic for the kidneys and the reproductive organs, especially if you're dealing with a lot of fear. In Chinese medicine, one of the emotional components of kidney qi stagnation is fear. So I might put a little bit of her on my low back. I also use her as part of my protocol in trying to neutralize Lyme disease, because I find that our immune system gets compromised with Lyme's disease. But with our immune system, it really, on one level, has to do with our definition of our boundaries. And if we aren't aware of our boundaries, we are more open and susceptible to these kinds of invasions, and Lyme disease is certainly one of those. I would also say that she's very ancient, and so she kind of brings us back to our ancestors and those connections, and can help stimulate our dreams and our transitions. She's just really, really good, because she reminds us that we are loved. So one of the things I'll do with her is put on maybe about 8 to 10 drops, either, on my lymphs, one of my lymph areas, or on top of my head, or in my heart area. And she will just protect from any kind of negative energy. One of the other components that people have been talking about is when you look up in the sky now, there are these chemtrails that are being created, I believe, because of trying to create more weather, more rain, especially in our drought-stricken areas. But there's a lot of toxicity in those chemtrails. And laurel leaf, because she's so supportive of the lymph system, can help in a detoxification. So I use her quite a bit in terms of detoxification and improving the immunity. So with the dolphins, one of the things that I began exploring, because as a part scientist, one of the people that I looked towards when I said I was going to start working with the dolphins was Dr. John Lilly. He was an MD and a neuroscientist. He did over 20 years of studies on the effects of humans being around wild dolphins. And another person who did a lot of research through his craniosacral program was Dr. John Upledger at the Upledger Institute. And he found that, when people received craniosacral therapy in the water, especially with the dolphins swimming nearby, people had a lot of favorable results. So in my dolphin work, I'm going to move ahead to my interaction with them in 2010. And in 2010, I began going back to Hawaii, and we go to Kona, which is the west side of the Big Island. And I met a boat captain there who I was working with, and also an outfitter. And so we moved our program out west to Hawaii. But I was curious at this point to see, well, how does swimming with the dolphins affect our health and our energy fields? So you may recall on a previous show my speaking about the GDV camera, the energy field camera. And so I decided to bring the camera to Hawaii. And I consulted with the inventor, Konstantin Korotkov, about how to do a research project, because Dr. Korotkov was a major scientist researcher. And he explained to me, in terms of research, to have somebody do the measuring for me so that I could, work with the group, and that we would measure people each day before we would go out in the boat. So we would do that. We would get a baseline reading from them. And then we would do our morning swim. And then after the swim, I would immediately measure people, or have my assistant measure people. And then we'd measure 1 hour later, 2 hours later, and 3 hours later. That way we could get, a kind of a series of captures and data where we could really see how did it affect people initially, and then how it affected them a few hours later. And then we were swimming 4 days, so each day we were taking captures before and after. So it was a lot of data that we were taking. And what I found, the trend that I noticed, was that usually the first day, people's energy fields looked very jagged and depleted, and the chakras were displaced and they were very small. And by the fourth day, the energy fields and chakras were much more coherent, much more robust. And then, of course, there was the subjective changes that people would share at our group sessions. And it was a very interesting study that I actually did this for 2 years. And, you know, with the GDV camera, I was able to measure a lot of the adaptive patterns that subconsciously dominate people's reactions to life. And these impacts, you know, I've talked about this before, things like toxicity and stress and trauma and inflammation, they would definitely affect our fluid body, our fascia, our connective tissue, our meridians, our eyes, our brain. And that when we have these patterns, which I would call compressions, it created an isolation in our tissue nourishment, and this would put us in disease states. So what I noticed about the dolphin therapy, and I was also doing my eye therapy, and we were doing color work and movement and sound to help integrate what the dolphins were giving us. But I noticed that overall, that they that people made amazing changes in a week, whereas normally, if they were in my office and they were coming once a week, it would take them 6 months to get the same changes, if they could even get those changes. So I took the results and created a presentation. And I traveled to Dr. Kordkoff's yearly meeting. It was a research meeting called Science and Consciousness. And it was in St. Petersburg, Russia. So that's where it was held. And it was an amazing experience for me to go there and present my findings to a group of about 180 very hardcore scientists. And I was actually fairly intimidated when I first got up on stage, because these folks are immersed deeply in the field of science and research. Most of their research has to do with water and how drinking water affects our health. And Dr. Kordkoff has done a lot of studies on the effects of, you know, potinized water, structured water on a cellular level, and how that affects hydration and oxygenation. And here I was coming in with this more metaphysical, though scientific, study, and there wasn't a dry eye in the house. The scientists loved the presentation. And I think partly because, you know, the folks in Russia, the scientists, have a metaphysical and a spiritual component to their connection to science. And I was really amazed by that. I think there were only one or two scientists from the U.S. who even attended the meeting. So everybody was, you know, from Europe or Asia, India, and those folks seemed really open-minded. So it was a great study, and I actually did it another year, second year. I have a colleague who practices in New Jersey. Her name is Dr. Mary Milroy, and you can go to her website, gdvsource.com. And she actually attended both dolphin swims and did some measuring for me. She's a color puncturist, so she uses color and light to treat the body through the acupuncture meridians. Very interesting work. And she studied with a naturopath. His name is Peter Mandel, and he's done a great body of work on Kirlian photography and energy field readings and color puncture training and therapy. So that was my interlude. The first 2 years I went to Hawaii, and again, we had very big groups. And it was just an amazing experience for that. So I'm coming up to another break. And when I return, I want to share kind of more personal experiences that I've had swimming with the dolphins, and some of the more, you know, metaphysical things that have arisen from working with them the past 8 years. So I'm taking a break. This is Dr. Sam Byrne, 2020 iTalk. I'll be back in a moment.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say. Sunshine, she's here. You can take a break. I'm a hot air balloon that could go to space. With the air, like I don't care, baby, by the way. Because I'm happy. Clap along if you feel like a room without a roof.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Dr. Sam Byrne, 2020 iTalk. And I wanted to let you know about some upcoming events that I'm going to be doing. Of course, our dolphin swim is coming up October 19th to the 23rd in Kona, Hawaii. And we may have one opening left. So if you want to join us, I just had a lady last night from Kauai call me and she wants to come on the swim. So I think we've got one spot left. If you want to attend, we'd love to have you. It's kind of like a spiritual family. So that's coming up. And then Liz Cook is coming to Santa Fe, and she is the SOAS queen. We're actually doing a SOAS vision retreat up at Ojo Caliente. That's a hot springs, mineral baths extraordinaire, where we're going to be working with our SOAS and the eyes. And that's going to be November 12th to the 15th. So if you want to join us for that, give us a call at 505-469-4949 or send an email to visionwellness@cybermesa.com. And my assistant, Christy, can register you for that. I think we have a few spots left. Liz is an amazing person. I was on her podcast about 3 weeks ago. We had about 70 people on that podcast. I mean, people are really into this SOAS eye connection. So it's going to be a fascinating workshop. I'm going to be doing a lot of continuum movement and aromatherapy, and then bringing in Liz's stuff. It should be really, really interesting. And then in December, I'm going to be doing a five-day retreat here in my geodome in Tsuki. And it's the healing messages behind our eyes. And that's from December 7th to the 11th. So if you want to join me for that, contact Christy and she can register you. And those of you that are living in California, I invite you to come to my Esalen retreat. That's going to be March 25th to the 27th in Big Sur, California. And the title of that workshop is called The Art of Seeing. So that's going to be really fun. I've been going to Esalen for many years. I think it's almost 10 years now. And the hot springs there are amazing, right on the Pacific Ocean. Big Sur is so beautiful. And we create quite an energy vortex for the weekend in terms of what we're able to create in our personal vision. So if you live in California, if you live in the Bay Area, come on down for the weekend. We'd love to have you. Okay, well, I'm back talking about time traveling with the dolphins. And I wanted to share a little bit about my own personal experience, not only with the dolphins, but I also think all sea creatures, and that would include the whales as well. But specifically with the dolphins, their sonar is amazing. It's a way for them that they can, we call it echolocate for long distances. So the sounds that they put out, they get a vibration back, and this kind of tells them about information flow, where to go and what to do. My experience with the dolphins is that if they want to hang out with us, they will. And sometimes we've come across many dolphin pods, and they're on another mission. They're doing something else that day. They may be traveling. They may be resting. But if they want to be with us, they're very playful, and they will kind of hang out with us. And so when we're on the boat and we're kind of out in the Pacific Ocean, if we come across a pod or several pods of dolphins, we'll kind of check them out for a while, and maybe one or two people will go into the water and see if they want to interact with us. And they're very interesting because they actually do a lot of spinning and twirling, and they're making a lot of sounds. Usually I'll hear them before I see them. And when they come upon us, a lot of times we're swimming on the surface because we're snorkeling. They'll be very deep in the water. And when we look at them, it's almost as though we're in a dream state. It's a very Neptunian experience. But if they start spinning and twirling, they do so in what I call a tetrahedron fashion. And sometimes as they come to the surface, they'll slow down. And I've had eye-to-eye contact where I've been really close to them. And their reflection to me is that we're all magnificent beings. And that, you know, they have such a joyous energy, playfulness, unconditional love. A lot of times they're just mirroring back within us maybe what we forget. And I've had many, many messages from them. Sometimes the very young dolphins will be swimming and playing with their parents, kind of in between the parents. There are also elder dolphins that we come across, and they can really establish a deep gaze into our eyes. So one of the things I've learned about the dolphins is they embody a fluid movement, because they don't necessarily move in a straight line, but there's a lot of undulating movement within their body in terms of their spiraling, and they're doing kind of a dance in the water, and that spinning creates a vortex of energy. And as we enter that vortex, it seems as though our historical data, our history, seems to dissolve, and we move out of our normal time-space awareness. I have been swimming with the dolphins sometimes for minutes, and it seems like hours, where I lose track of time. Sometimes a whole pod will swim around me or swim around our group, and the pods will be really deeply below us in the surface, but we're just really hearing their sonar, and they will vanish, reappear instantaneously. And I believe that they travel in between dimensional states. So if, in fact, we're living in a three-dimensional state, they actually are in other dimensions, fifth, sixth, seventh, and beyond. And so we get to experience kind of a different dimensional process than maybe normally we might do in our day-to-day living. There's a lot of high energy around the dolphins, and I believe that they are very calibrated to Mother Earth's energies. They also, I think, connect to, you know, astrological energies. We've done swims where there's been a full moon, where there's been an eclipse, where there's been solar flares, and they mirror kind of the interactions of what's going on a planetary and a cosmic level. Sometimes if they're swimming slowly, it means that they're resting or sleeping. And so that's a whole other experience if we're swimming with them, because we also can get in that tranquil meditative state. There are other times they're going to be super active, and I have done swims with them in my group, especially the first day. They tend to give us a lot of sonar and kind of push us into, you know, getting rid of all the busyness that we absorb and we're not able to discharge. That's why people come back after a swim and they'll crash. They'll just sleep for a couple hours. And of course, I have a lot of processes that I've developed to help us integrate some of the things that may surface that, say, are creating a disharmony in us that we're not even aware of. I've observed that the dolphins actually swim like silver cylinders. And if they want to play, they'll slow down, they'll make eye contact, and we will swim together. But I never swim at them, so there's no aggressiveness on my part. In fact, I could never keep up with them. One of my boatmates, Celeste Eaton, who she's on our trip, she's a dolphin whisperer. She takes people to Tonga to swim with the whales every year. She's amazing. And what she has taught me is that actually we get in the water and we invite the dolphins to come to us. And that seems to work much better in terms of a dynamic, not only with the dolphins, but with life in general. I also like the bubbles that the dolphins produce. So a lot of times when they're swimming, they'll create these bubbles underwater, and they're these huge bubbles that slowly rise to the surface, and they look like beautiful crystals. And when we swim into the bubbles, especially put our head into the bubbles, it feels like the brain is absorbing our quantum energy, the quantum energy that is produced by the dolphins. It's very, very interesting. Another thing we do is we play the leaf game, where we'll bring these big leaves from the trees and we'll kind of let them float down in the water. And sometimes the dolphins will actually catch them with their fin and bring them up to the surface. So that's really fun as well. My other boatmate, who I've been working with a long time, was also a dolphin whisperer, is Jan Salerno. Jan, I met Jan in 2010, and she's been on my trips ever since. She's just a beautiful being and really in tune with the oceans and the dolphins and whales, and she's a wonderful artist as well. So we have these two amazing gals that are kind of like my soul sisters, really are, I would say, ambassadors that connect people to the dolphins, because they're swimming with them every day and they're very attuned to them. So we just have a great time on the boat. And what I like to do is we'll apply different medicinal essential oils at our opening circle. We do an opening prayer, opening circle. Very important to honor not only the dolphins and all the sea creatures in the ocean, and give gratitude for their willingness to kind of connect with us, but also the Hawaiian spirits, Pele specifically. She is a very potent energy, the fire goddess. And the volcano energy on the Big Island is also incredibly transformative. It's one of the reasons why I love bringing people from the mainland to the Big Island, because between the Hawaiian energies and the sea creatures and swimming in the ocean and my work, you can't hide from your conditioned responses. You're definitely going to have a clearing and a detoxification and opening. Some of the essences I love to use, which actually are very heart opening, are rose and carnation and tuberose, neroli, lang lang. And when people put the essences on, we kind of come together in a very unified energy field, a morphogenic field. The dolphins really like that. So then when we go out on the boat, it's like we are a human pod and they're the dolphin pod, and we kind of come together and we communicate. So we're coming up with another break. I'm going to step away for a moment. When I come back, I'm going to talk about some of the communication experiences I've had with swimming with the dolphins. So this is Dr. Sam Byrne, 2020 iTalk. I'll be right back.
We feel it all. We come from the light, and to it we shall return. We are the one.
Welcome back, everybody. This is our last segment of our show today, Time Traveling with the Dolphins. This is Dr. Sam Byrne, 2020 iTalk. If you want to learn more about my workshops and seminars, contact me at drsambyrne.com. There's a wealth of information on there. And I'll be happy to share anything that I can to help you with your eyes, your vision, your wellness. Starting in December 4th, I believe, we'll confirm that, I'm going to move the show to 5 o'clock Mountain Time, 5 to 6 p.m. And we're going to open the phone lines up to maybe receive some calls from you. And I'm also going to start having some very interesting guests on our show on a variety of different topics. So stay tuned for that. You know, you can look for my show via podcast if you go to the events page of my website. We're also on iTunes. If you type in 2020 iTalk, you will see the podcast that you can download. So we're talking today about the dolphins, and I want to talk to you about communicating with them and what I've learned in my communications. But one of the things that I'm very interested in is the water that's in our bodies. We are made of about 70% fluid. And water, in my view, is one of the foundation elementals of our world. And I believe that it's a fractal that connects us to all living things. If we go back to the early sea creatures, they were the original carriers of water. And when some of those animals moved to land, they had to find a way to carry water in their new medium, in this new medium. And I believe that one of water's gifts is how it innately takes the form of its container. And as the creatures evolved, they learned to use water to change form. They became shapeshifters. And if we go back to when we were conceived in embryonic times, I believe that embryos are basically water beings, almost 90% water, and they're highly influenced by the environment that they're swimming in. So waves of communication connect the fetus with its parents, and the fetus is feeling whatever is going on with its parents, and it strongly feels what's going on in utero, and these imprints begin to shape our sensory motor development as well as social skills and relationship patterns. You know, one of the programs that's going on now is the connection between autistic children and interacting with dolphins. That this is a growing field of therapy, and I believe part of what's going on here is the water part of these children get to be kind of energized in a way that normal rehabilitative therapies just cannot touch. Because not only with those kids, but also with all of us, it's my view that we are not inhabiting our fluid very well, mainly because we've been taught to ignore our bodies. So by plunging into an exploration of water within us, we have the opportunity to write ourselves a new creation story, to create a new birth, death, birth cycle for our lives. Why is that important? Well, I believe it helps us deepen our understanding with the meaning of life. And by learning about our fluid bodies, we can receive a fundamental nourishment while gaining an access to a heightened state of sensation and pleasure. And because we are water beings, the fluid body is one of our most potent medicines. So one of the keys to both personal and global evolution is to be able to connect more deeply and enhance our fluid potency. And once we accomplish this, we can begin to understand an amazing choice each of us is offered, the option of moving beyond our own histories and stories. So take that in for a moment, digest that in terms of our fluid intelligence and what we have to offer. So in terms of our dolphin work, I believe that the dolphins, because of their fluidity and being in Mother Ocean, that this fluidity inside of us begins to amplify and it creates a vortex of energy for us to enter. So when we do carry lower vibrational memories in our cells, our energy fields, our fluid body, those lower vibrational states tend to dissipate, and transformation and healing open us beyond a normal time-space continuum. And I think that's where the true healing occurs, when we move out of our current fetch wood, carry water, day-to-day schedule, you know, doing mode. When we move out of that and we move out of the normal time-space continuum, this is when, on a cellular level, we can begin to either reverse deteriorations or actually create new pathways. And I talk a lot about layering. So that's why when we swim with the dolphins, we do that. We used to do it for 4 days. Now we do it for 3 days. Layering it each day allows our body to receive new information that creates either a regenerative process or a parallel universe. And I believe the dolphins are shapeshifters because as we swim with them, we begin to understand that the dolphins have a timeless presence. And with that timeless presence, we then, through osmosis, at whatever level we need it, begin to experience an altered state of reality, and our perceptual awareness begins to expand. And so this energy field that the dolphins are creating act as a bridge that take us into other dimensions. And they help our brains and bodies recalibrate to their original patterns of health. The dolphins show us a human connection to all species, which increases our biointelligence for healing and helps us rediscover our crystalline nature, where instead of entering a world of competition, domination, and self-limitation, which are really, you know, quite present in our media, in our religious institutions, in our corporations. When we dissolve this, these ideas of competition, domination, and self-limitation, we actually return and are reminded of the world of cooperation, unity, and unconditional love. And I know that gets a little metaphysical, but I've seen it in terms of the data that I've measured, where as people move more into embodying themselves through their fluidity, that all these negative and disharmony influences that we carry, maybe not just in this lifetime, but in other lifetimes, and also within our, our scope of existence, that we become much more broad and broadband in our experience of life. Well, that was a mouthful, wasn't it? So we are coming up to a few minutes left, and I just want to reflect that, you know, in terms of my eye therapy, we enter the eyes, but the eyes connect to so many parts of our consciousness, whether it's our physical eyesight, but also our emotional, psychological, spiritual. And the eyes, in my view, are one of the most unrealized tissues of the body. And so when we begin to bring more awareness to our eyes and vision, we recognize that that our eyes can see much more than we think we can. And the habit patterns that either are imprinted on us or that we develop through our environment keep us in a very closed, narrow way of seeing and perceiving. But in my work, my intention is to help people recognize that even in their conscious awareness, that they're only scratching the surface. And that as we begin to kind of listen and open and see with fresh eyes at every moment, that we can dissolve these limitations at whatever level we need to. So I'm going to end the show by saying this, that in terms of our ability to see, I believe that part of the power of seeing is being able to see more in the invisible level, more in the subtle level, that it isn't just the black and white, but it's that invisibility that we're able to become aware of, that in-between vision is where we're going. So I want to thank you for listening. Those of you that are downloading this on the podcast, enjoy the show. We will be on the air next Wednesday, same time. And thanks for listening. Again, if you want to get in touch with me, contact us at our website, www.drsamburn.com. And have a great day.
Please visit drsamburn.com/events to learn more about his workshops, webinars, and professional trainings. To order Dr. Burn's new book, Taking It In, please contact Vision Wellness at cybermesa.com or call us at 505-469-4949. The Burn Method is a trademark system, and no part of this show can be copied or used without the consent of Dr. Sam Burn.